Now a quick check in on the NBA with Sal Masekela. Sal's our regular basketball commentator and host on ESPN's X Games. Right now he's on the road to San Diego. Sal, we've made it down to the last four because last night the Detroit Pistons beat the New Jersey Nets. So there's a final now in the Eastern Conference. It's going to be the Pistons and the Pacers, and out here in the West, Timberwolves and the Lakers. Is this an NBA conspiracy to have rhyming conference finals of some kind?
Well, I don't know if it's a conspiracy, but I'll tell you what. Last night, the Nets and the Pistons had to be the most anticlimactic game. I mean, this was supposed to be the big Eastern Conference showdown. This was going to be a war. And the Nets, they just came out as flat-footed as possible. I've been to Detroit in a Game 7 last year when they played Orlando, and it is hostile territory. The fans there are so passionate. You know, it's a working-class town. And Detroit just came with so much more energy. Jason Kidd, he scored nothing, 0 points, a goose egg. And when you're one of the best guards in the league, that's just not going to get it done.
It seems impossible that Jason Kidd could score no points in a Game 7 playoff.
Well, you know, there's been speculation about a left knee injury that he has downplayed. One thing I love about Jason Kidd is he doesn't make any excuses. And even after the game, he said, you know, I won't make any excuses. We just didn't play hard enough. We weren't the team that we were supposed to be. But I would venture to say that we'll see something this summer for him on some surgery so he'll get the wheels up and running.
Sal Masekela, host of ESPN's X Games. We're going to check in with you all next week and follow these series as they go along.
Okay, I will say this. Lakers tonight will lose Game 1.
You heard it here from Sal Masekela.